From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the TPP a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals.
Creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for.
Trump continued to meet Tuesday in New York with more candidates to fill key jobs in his new administration. Trump also had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times. He repudiated white supremacist or alt-right movement, and which has expressed some support for him. On another topic, Trump indicated that he would not pursue investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. European Parliament members Tuesday voted to adopt a resolution to move toward a European defense union. Irma Speight is with the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe.
Unfortunately, during the last more or less 30 years, most of the EU countries made negative changes in their defense budgets. And the outcome at the moment is that if you look, for example, at NATO, then almost 75% of all NATO costs are covered by the United States.
The European Parliament members suggest member states devote 2% of their GDP to defense. The Colombian government and the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement Thursday. The document will be signed in Bogota. This is VOA News. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. Iran has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, Tuesday visited a checkpoint between a government-controlled area of eastern Ukraine and a rebel area. He said problems there are not over.
Conflict continues. This checkpoint was shelled just a few days ago, so insecurity is a very big challenge for the people. And then, of course, we have challenges of ensuring that all those that are displaced receive assistance. The bureaucracy is complicated. We need to work through that.
Grandi spent time talking to people displaced by the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The United Nations is making contingency plans to respond to a sudden increase in humanitarian needs should the Democratic Republic of Congo's political situation turn violent. Margaret Bashir reports.
The UN has been warning for several months that without a serious national political dialogue, tensions in the DRC could deteriorate into a severe and possibly violent crisis. The UN has some 20,000 peacekeepers in the country's volatile east and has been conducting military contingency planning to protect civilians if the situation escalates. On Tuesday, the mission's humanitarian and resident coordinator, Mamadou Diallo, told a small group of member states that his team is also preparing should there be election-related violence or mass displacement. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Afghanistan's new electoral commissioners were sworn in Tuesday. That paves the way for long-delayed parliamentary and district council elections. The Turkish government fired about 15,000 employees from the military, police, and the civil service on Tuesday. It's part of an investigation into the recent coup attempt. The government closed more than 500 institutions, including 9 news outlets and 19 health establishments. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top court. The court Tuesday threw out the second of 2 life sentences handed to the ousted president following an espionage conviction in a case involving the Palestinian group Hamas. A death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. A United Nations report released Tuesday says more than half the global population remains unconnected to the Internet. About 84% of them have access to mobile broadband networks, but only 47% are actually connected. That's due mostly to high costs. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.